So we're recording for the first time on location from Kew Gardens, London's Kew Gardens, which for our international listeners who might not know, it's like...
Botanical gardens. World famous botanical gardens.
Yeah. Is it like a royal park thing or royal gardens? What is it?
I don't know.
I feel like I've heard it saying like Royal Kew Gardens or something. Royal Botanical Gardens.
Maybe.
It is quite world famous.
It's a beautiful early summer. Is it or spring? It's a beautiful spring day. The birds are singing. It's
some
lovely.
Peacocks just walked past us. They just popped out of a bush.
Yeah.
They've now gone back into the bush.
Took some pictures for Instagram.
It's a little bit windy here, so there might be some wind on the microphones, but easy to ignore. But yeah, no, it's a nice day.
Yeah.
Not too hot.
And it's a special day for us.
It is a special day. This is the reason why we're doing this podcast. I just sort of realised yesterday, this is like an almost spontaneous thing now, that it's our anniversary today. Erica and I have been married for like a few months now, since last September, but we've been together for 14 years now today.
That's nearly half of my life, but it'll be half of my life next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then from then on, I would have known you for more than half my life.
You're good
or
at the maths.
Or been going out with you for more than half my life. And known you.
Yeah, that's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Almost. I think we met once, twice before we made anything official.
Yeah.
So, yeah, actually, I thought it would be a good idea to tell everyone how we actually got together. And to have two people telling the story, because that's never happened before. I've never sort of spoke with someone who's been there at the time, and to get your perspective on things. Because I guess really the story starts with you.
When I was 15,
yeah,
I discovered the band Muse, who I thought were really cool. I was like, Muse posters all over my bedroom wall. I really loved the front man. I thought he was super hot.
Matt Bellamy.
Wait.
Can I just quickly ask, was that a factor at all into your being attracted to me? That he was called Matthew Bellamy and I was also called Matthew. Did you take that into consideration at all?
No. And then... But then by the time I got to really like Muse, they were like already playing in big stadiums. And I had got used to going to... Oh, there's a wasp.
It's not a wasp.
What is it?
Hoverfly.
The
pebbles are recording outside.
And what was I? Oh, yeah. And like I've been to see bands like Real Big Fish and like JJ 72 in small places in like Camden and the Astoria and stuff, and I was like, oh, like shame that I miss Muse, like at the time when I could have seen them in small venues. So I was like, got really obsessed with the idea of getting to know a band early on in their career before they started playing stadiums. And that's where Matthew's band comes in. So I used to be like chat to people on the Muse message forums, and also they used to have this like chat room on their website, and that's where I met Matthew's band's drummer.
Say his name?
Okay, Johnny. And he was like, we started chatting, and then he was like, oh, I'm in a band in London. I was like, oh, okay, here's my chance to like get to know a small band. And I was like,
I think you know that like
there's a wasp on your head.
Oh, no, my
head. That's a hoverfly. I was like,
Weren't you aware that like, there were loads of like teenage like garage bands?
No. What do you mean? Well, yeah.
And that like not every one of those. Like, why did you back our band?
Because he said you were a cross between, I can't remember what he said, but he said Muse and Radiohead or something like that. I was like, okay, perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
He probably said like Muse and Smashing Pumpkins.
Something like that. And then and he probably said like, oh, you know, like the front man's a bit like Mark Bellamy or something. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like he sings like that, like high notes and stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. So he was like, oh, we're playing. Oh, yeah, he also mentioned like, oh, no, maybe it was after. Anyway, So he was like, oh, no, wait. I can't. And then somehow it got to that I was going to meet up with him and James, the guitarist.
The bassist. Oh, the bassist of the band.
In Camden. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I'll go, like, this Saturday or whatever. I was like, yeah, yeah, I'll go. Thinking, okay, I'll invite, like, one of my friends from school to come with me. But none of them were available. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, some reason I was like, oh, I'll go by myself, I guess. Really, like, nerve-wracking, really nervous. I was like, what am I doing?
So you're a 15-year-old girl.
Meeting
two random people off the internet.
Yeah, in Camden.
In Camden.
But, you know, it's on Saturday. Like, there's loads of people. I was like, okay, it's a public space. Like, nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to, like, go with them to, like, some weird person's house or anything.
What was... when you were going...
I can't remember what we were going to do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, this is a bit dodgy, but...
Really, like, if they ever try anything, then I need to, like, run away or, like...
Well, I was like, I won't get myself into a situation where something random could happen. Yeah, I was safety conscious. I was like, okay, it's a public space. It's a busy public space, and I'm not going to go to somewhere that's more quiet with them.
Yeah.
So I was safety conscious. And then, like, when they arrived, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, so all the boys that my friends were friends with or were going out with were, like, our size. I didn't realise our size was actually smaller than the average person.
There's some... In, like, your friend group,
yeah,
or, like, the area that you lived in, there's some weird thing, like, going on there. Everyone was, like, dwarves.
Yeah.
You were 15 and 16, but you all looked like 12 and 13.
Well, James and Johnny came along, and they were, like, full-grown men. And so, I was like,
yeah,
what the
other end
hell?
Of the spectrum is that, yeah, unfortunately, James and Johnny do look... When they were, like, 17, they looked like 13.
They were full-grown men. I was like, oh, okay.
Is it? So
okay.
They were abnormally large, yeah. And you were abnormally small.
Yeah, so I don't know what they thought of me. But anyway, so just, like, walked around camp. I was like, oh, like, hi. I can't even remember what the objective of that meeting was, just to, like, get to be friends or something, I guess. So I just walked around Camden, and then... I was really shocked that James in Camden, they used to, like, sell these, like, kind of like bootleg CDs of, like, B-sides or something. I don't even know. But anyway, he took one and he stole it. And I was like, I've been
naming him Shaman.
Oh my God, yeah.
On air.
And he was like, oh, I'll just take it. I was like, what? Like, I've never even come across any kind of, like, petty thievery before. I was like, you're going to just take it? And he was like, yeah, take it. And obviously I had to act cool. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, sure. But inside my head, I was like, oh my God, these people are criminals. Like, what are they doing? What am I doing?
On it, like, I've got to say, like, I know James pretty well. And
wait, maybe he was showing off in front of the, you know, the strange girl.
Yeah, maybe, because I don't recognise this bit. I'd been CD shopping with him many times. And, like, he
was loaded.
Yeah, like,
as a teenager,
I think he was
right?
The only one when we were that young to have a job.
Yeah.
So he was always, like, buying loads of stuff.
Yeah.
And he is always, like, the one to have, like, loads of, like, modern technology. He was the first person I knew to have, like, an MP3 player.
Yeah.
And,
so.
But the point is that, like, he had the money, so.
Yeah.
And I've never seen him steal anything before.
I don't know why he was stealing. And then after that, I think maybe I started talking to Johnny on MSN Messenger quite regularly. And he was like, oh, you know, I had this gig at school, like, it went really well. Everyone was chanting my name, Johnny, Johnny. And I was like, oh, wow, amazing.
Okay, let me clarify this. So it was a gig at school, but it wasn't quite a gig at school. Like we just hired at the school hall at the weekend to play. So it wasn't like a school organised gig.
Yeah.
We just used that premises because it was like we got it for cheap. Actually, we got it for free because we said that we were going to donate all the ticket things to
the money.
Comic Relief.
What, people paid?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. We, like, five times the ticket, yeah.
And you were the only band playing?
No, we had like two or three other bands playing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like an actual, like, little...
Yeah.
It was like what you would later organise or your friends would later organise, but just in our school hall. Because we got it for cheap and, like, we knew, like, all the stuff there.
So did anyone actually chant his name?
I think his brother did. I don't remember.
Well, he said the whole crowd was like, Johnny, Johnny.
No.
And I was like, wow, you guys must be really good.
Maybe a couple of, like, our friends. I mean, the whole crowd was just our friends and family.
Yeah.
Like, there were no, like, sort of random people coming off, like, the street.
Yeah.
You see what's going on here? Like, it was just our friends and family. Yeah. And if they were chanting Johnny, Johnny, it was in sort of like an ironic sort of like, or like a cutie sort of like, oh, here's our friend. Like,
yeah, 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 yeah. So one day he was like, okay, we're doing this Battle of the Bands. By the way, I lived in Ealing in West London, and these guys were in, is it East?
Southeast.
Southeast. Greenwich. So it took a good, like, more than an hour to get there.
For international listeners, if anyone's seen Thor, The Dark World, we lived in the place where the final battle takes place.
What?
Yeah, it takes place in Greenwich.
Does it?
By, like, the Maritime Museum. We lived, or like by like the Naval College.
Yeah.
We live like very close to that area, or like around that area. Mm. And it's in Gulliver's Travels and
yeah, lots of films showing
Pirates
Greenwich.
Of the Caribbean 4, like that whole
Les
area.
Les Miserables.
Yeah, Les Miserables. Yeah, we live like very close to there. Just to put some context as to where we lived. And you live in Ealing, which...
Nothing happens in Ealing.
Well, there's the Ealing comedies, but I don't think people outside of London know what that is.
Anyhow,
old, like, 60s farcical comedies.
So he was like, we're doing this Battle of Bands, come and watch us. I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, Downton Abbey's filmed in Ealing.
Oh, is it?
Mm,
oh,
some of it, okay. Like the interior shots
and
stuff.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, no one cares. So let me just get on with the story, because this is before lunch, and I'm really hungry, and I just want to, like, finish this and eat. I've lost my trail of thought.
Battle of the Bands.
Oh, Battle
you
of Bands.
You lived in Ealing, I lived in Greenwich.
I managed to rope one of my friends into going with me, Jenny. And so we went, and then you should tell your side story, because it's funnier.
I don't remember it being a Battle of the Bands, but...
Oh, okay, maybe it was just a gig.
I mean, maybe it was a battle, but
lots,
I didn't realise it was
a... Lots of bands of school age.
It's just like, sort of like a gig night. It's in sort of like a church hall.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, six or seven bands just all playing like a 20-minute slot each or something.
And then,
like that.
Oh, sorry. So we arrived early. We didn't go straight to the venue. We were like, Johnny was like, come early. You can hang out at our, we're going to be at James's house. And then go, we can walk together. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, get to know the band first. Like, I'm like, well in there, man. Like, this is the next muse. I'm in there, someone's house. And then tell this bit about the bus, because that's funny.
The bus. Okay, so from my perspective, I didn't know any of that history at the time. I didn't know that you met James and Johnny in Camden. I had no idea who you were. I just remember at the night of the gig, this supposed Battle of the Bands, Johnny was like, oh, this girl's coming down to watch us. So like, what girl? He's like, oh, just girl that I met off the internet. And I was like, what? Who is this? And I think James was like, oh, it's just like it's this weird girl. Like, she's like 13 or something. And I was like, Johnny, what the fuck? Why are you inviting 13-year-old girls to my gig? And he's like, oh, yeah, like, she's coming down, like, now. Like, can you come meet her with me at the bus stop? And I was like, no, I don't want to have to, like, meet some stupid 13-year-old girl at the bus stop. So I was quite annoyed. So then, yeah, we went to go meet you. You come from, like, North Greenwich, got off the bus.
Yeah.
And I think just the whole time, you went back to James's house, but, like, I largely ignored you and Jenny. Because, I'm normally...
Oh, yeah, it was probably only about half an hour that we were there.
Yeah, we weren't there for that long. But, especially back then, I don't really like meeting new people.
Yeah.
And,
To be honest, me neither. I don't know what came over me. I think just, like... My passion for Muse was so strong.
The romantic notion of hanging out with a band.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I've got to do this in the next Muse. Like, I need to see them in a small... I need to, like, get in there now.
Yeah. And I hate, like, having to, like, make small talk.
Yeah.
Especially
with,
like,
just ignored each other. Maybe just spoke to James because he's the friendliest.
Yeah. I think I just, like... I think maybe even Johnny, like... didn't say that much to you either, because he's quite shy when on the internet and stuff. He's not shy, but like when you meet him, he's quite shy. I was just really annoyed that I had to put up with like these stupid 13-year-old girls who came from the internet. So I was like, this is wrong, man. As soon as we got to the church hall, there were some of my other friends there, and I was happy to quickly ignore you even more and sort of just wash my hands of you entirely.
Yeah.
It sounds really awful, but...
No, fair enough. Like, I would do.
And then the only thing I remember from that night with regards to you is I went off into... the boys' bathroom and made myself up for the gig. So I used to be quite into wearing like my
nail varnish.
I used to wear like a lot of nail varnish, eyeliner. I think in the first few early gigs, I'd wear like lipstick and stuff as well.
Yeah. And you always wore black top, black jeans, and like really bright white, shiny, like new trainers.
Yeah, like Reeboks or Nikes or something.
That was like your look.
Yeah, I guess.
For a couple of years, that was your look.
It was, yeah. I used to wear like, I had like...
And usually a black, like a woolly hat.
I'd always wear like a black beanie. Not on
beanie,
stage.
Yeah, that's a beanie.
In fact, when I first like started dyeing my hair black and like cut it short, I wouldn't wear the beanie hat at all. Like,
really?
I wanted to like show off like my new hair or whatever. Yeah. And then shortly after that, I dyed it like bleach blonde. Like Sick Boy from Trainspotting. Yeah, so I went off into the toilet to put my eyeliner on and my lipstick. I was probably already wearing eyeliner, actually, but I was a little bit self-conscious of, like, wearing lipstick out and about. I didn't care about eyeliner for some reason, but lipstick, I wasn't so comfortable doing that. And then when I came back, then...
Can I just say, this was when I also had the epiphany that I fancied, like, girly guys. Like, I was, like... fancying all these people like
Brian Mirko from Placebo,
the guy from JJ72, like I don't, Matt Bellamy's not really like that though.
He's got quite like a girlish frame,
maybe the voice,
he's very like slender. Who else?
This is slightly unrelated,
like Boy George,
but,
or something.
No, who's what's his name from Stereophonics, the main guy?
What, Kelly Jones?
Yeah, but I was like, okay, he's got a girl's name.
But he's like,
so he's on the
not
list.
Not manly at all. He's got such massive like eyebrows.
He's not manly.
No. Oh, sorry. So he's not girly in the slightest.
But
he's
he
got like a really
beautiful,
rough, gruff voice.
But he has a nice eyelashes. Anyhow, so that was like my theory. I was like, I finally got it. Like, this is it. So when you came out in your like makeup and stuff, I was like, oh, this is it.
So I'm in with the new muse and... The front guy happens to like wear
fit
makeup
my
and
theory
stuff.
Of people I fancy.
It's a massive light bulb moment coming.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, when I came out, like I really noticed you just constantly staring at me the whole time. Like just not like I would never look at you, but I could just sense like from my peripheral vision. But like even if I turned away, I could just feel like your eyes boring into the back of my skull. I was like, oh my God, like, just stop staring at me. It's bad enough that you're here, let alone that you're just, like, constantly staring at me. It made me really self-conscious. I remember, like, just, like, grabbing my guitar and like, sort of standing to the side and, like, sort of tuning it a little bit. Like, some stuff. And, like, just feeling you. I don't know where Jenny was. Maybe she had gone off to the toilet or talking with someone else. But you were alone and I was alone. We're sort of both standing along the same wall, but, like...
far away.
Yeah, 20 feet away from each other. And I could just feel you. And then, like... I one time like looked up and like just glanced at you, and then like you quickly gave me like the biggest goofiest smile, as if like you'd been waiting for me to turn so you could just quickly flash me like your
so
best smile. I think I just sort of like coolly like nodded, and then like quickly looked back and I was like, oh my God, like she fancies me. She's definitely well into me.
Were you not flattered?
I was a bit flattered. It's always nice to be liked, but at the same time I was like. Like back then, I was convinced you were way younger than what you said you were.
Yeah.
Like Johnny said that like you weren't 13, you were like 15, almost 16. But I was like, no, like the way you look, definitely not.
I mean, yeah, I am. I do look young. I'm
like,
30 this year, and I still get ID'd at bars and stuff.
Yeah. You could still.
I'm very small.
You're small. You've got like a young like Japanese face. So you could pass for like...
I'm looking very old these days. I was just looking at myself in the mirror in Kew Gardens toilet and I was like...
Yeah, you got
a
few wrinkles
really
cropping
wrinkly,
up here and there, yeah. Your hands, especially your estate.
Yeah, well, that's because I do gardening. That's got nothing to do with it.
Sometimes I look at your hands and I don't recognise the person that they're attached to. They're really, really bad.
Yeah, but whatever. Like, no one looks at the hands.
I don't know. It's like...
Even when I was trying to take pictures of my engagement wedding ring, I was like, I can't send this to anyone. My hands are so awful.
You got the hands of like a 65-year-old woman.
Yeah.
You really do.
It's hard work. It's good. I'm proud of my hands.
But why the back of your hands? Like, it's like the skin on the back that's like really like wrinkly and cracked.
Because it gets
craggy.
Dry. The inside doesn't get so dry because it's.
Like, I would have thought it's like sort of like the strain of like lifting up spades and digging
and
stuff.
No, it's the water. I have so much contact with water. It's not the digging stuff. It's not lifting heavy stuff. It's the water. Anyway,
you should moisturize
more.
You should wear like a glove with moisturize constantly. On the inside.
Yeah, but if I wear anyway.
Okay. So yeah, I was like a bit flattered, but at the same time, I was very sort of conscious of how old you could potentially be, and that you were just someone completely new. I didn't know who you were, like. So I was kind of like in a split.
Yeah.
A split way.
And then me and Johnny chatted on MSN every now and then.
Yes, wait. So after that, the gig, like, we went on stage, we performed, did our
and
stuff.
I just went home.
You went home. I think Johnny and James went back with you.
All right.
But I stayed with a few of my friends.
I don't remember anything from the gig, really.
I remember you guys going home, and I said, I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
And I stayed. Yeah. I think I even stayed over like a different girl's house that night.
Yeah.
Not in a romantic way. There was like a girl who lived quite close to my house.
Yeah.
And friends with her and a few other friends, and we like stayed longer at that gig and stayed up watching films and stuff.
And then a couple of my friends from school got this idea that they wanted to make a record label. And they were like, okay, we got this record label. First thing, we need to organise a gig. And so she knew like a few bands, like Scar mainly. So she set up this gig in Kentish Town.
Near Camden.
And I was like, oh, like, what about this band that I've discovered recently? And she was like, oh, yeah, cool. And so I was like helping her, like a whole friend group got involved. Like we like made flyers, handed them out in Camden. Like, I made like a little logo for them of this like crazy man eating his arm. And, like,
I can't remember that.
Already, I can still draw it now. Like, I'm proud of it so much. And because I can't remember, it was like, I think the label might have been called like Arm Eater or something weird like that. Oh. So I was like, okay, that's a man eating his arm. That's the logo. So this gig came along, and you guys agreed to play, and it was like we hardly had any like customers, but, you know, oh boy, spectators,
audience.
Yeah, that's the word. And we hung out in the green room. The day finally came. I was really looking forward to hang out in the green room.
There's more to it than that. So,
what else was there?
Before, there's a duck walking up to the table.
Oh, yeah.
So, just after that gig, I think you had been talking to Johnny on MSN and like a few other of your friends as well.
Yeah.
Had all been like chatting.
Yeah.
And it had been sort of like heavily implied that you did have a liking for me.
Already then?
Yeah.
And duck's piping in.
Johnny was like, oh, like Erica seems to like really like you. And I was like, yeah, I knew that. And then the whole gig thing was proposed. And also that we would stay over at your friend's house after the gig, at Jessica's house.
Yeah, she's the record label girl.
Yeah. That we would stay over at her house as like an after party thing after the gig.
Yeah.
And Johnny was like, oh, this would be like your moment to.
But it was literally like a children's stay over. Like, actually, her mum wasn't there. But it was like, it wasn't like a cool after party, then crash at their place. No, it's like, get the sleeping bags, get the mattresses out. Like, we would watch TV, eat some popcorn and whatever.
So. And then, like, you for some reason, like, all you guys came down to North Greenwich. And met the band at North Greenwich, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then we went from North Greenwich to Camden.
Yeah.
So for people who's not aware of the geography of London, that's like literally going from one side of London all the way to the other side of London and then going back up to the other side of London.
Yeah.
Don't know why you did that. Anyway, so then we then went to do the gig. Yeah, we hung out all day, like, in, like, the little green... It wasn't a green room, it was just, sort of, like, the kitchen in the back.
No, it's the green room. That's what green rooms are like.
There's no, like, seats or anything like that. It was just sort of, like...
Yeah, there were some seats.
not like a sofa or anything like that. It's just like a dining room table.
Yeah.
Anyway, so like we played the gig. All my friends came down as well. Not, a lot of my friends came down.
Yeah.
And then all my friends said that there was going to be a big party at one of our friends' house in Greenwich.
And was it of the girl that you...
No, it was just some... serious.
Oh. But you were interested in another girl slightly.
I was slightly interested in this other girl. Who was... She was there at the time, and she was going to be at the party.
Yeah.
But it wasn't her party. So everyone was like, oh, come down there. And James was like, oh, yeah, like screw these other guys, like... I think because
want to hang out with my friends, right?
Because like we'd spent all day with you, like we hadn't really spoken to each other, like we sort of kept ourselves to ourselves. You kept yourselves to ourselves, and so James was like, "What's the point? Like, let's just go be with our actual friends." And I was like, "Yeah, it makes sense."
Yeah,
like I still kind of felt like you still liked me, but you hadn't really spoken to me at all throughout the whole day. So I was like, "Yeah, forget this. Cut these losses." So yeah, we decided to up and leave. And then we were walking down toward the station.
And you said, I knew you were leaving.
Yeah?
Yeah, I knew you were leaving. I was like, fine.
I think we all said, like, yeah, okay, yeah, bye.
Oh, yeah. And then I told my friend, should I change her name?
No, go
for it. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, well, she can offer better now.
Can she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lyron.
Yeah.
Who's been on the podcast before.
Yeah. I told her, oh, like, they're going home, like, never mind. And she got really, I think maybe probably she was drunk. And she got really upset. She's like, oh, no. Like, she got really sad and upset. And she was like, but they didn't even say goodbye to me. And I was like, well, they're still probably, like, up the street if you want to, like, go and
talk to them. She didn't just get upset. She burst out crying. Like, she, I remember, like, being sitting on the curb on the side of the road, like, in tears. And I think, like, that made the three of us think, all the more, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, this girl is really...
I was a bit like, what's happening? Like, why is she this upset?
Maybe she had sort of plans of her own.
That, yeah, I don't know, maybe she liked one of you guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll never find out. And, yeah, so we like, she was like, oh my God, let's go. She grabbed my arm, like, ran up the road. And she was like, there they are. And, you know, and she was like, you didn't say goodbye.
You said
or
that.
Did I say
you
that?
You said it. You said, oh, you didn't
say goodbye.
So we're like, oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, okay, bye.
Yeah.
And then
we're like, okay,
and then
bye.
I said, yeah,
bye. Yeah,
and then you
we went
off.
Back.
And then, like, so me and Johnny was, like, at the end of, like, our friend group, like, walking toward the station, like, training behind. And I was, like, a little bit like, I kind of feel really guilty now.
Yeah.
And it made me sort of think that you liked me a lot more than what I had first thought.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't realise that it was, like, Nyron who was the one that sort of, like...
Yeah.
Like, I felt like you...
I would never... I don't think I would have... I don't know, maybe I can't really remember. But...
So then I said to Johnny, like, oh, like, I don't know, like, this other girl that I kind of like, and she's going to be at the party tonight. And she was, like, a friend from school, much more convenient than you who lived, like, far away. And I was already friends with her, kind of. But I didn't know whether she actually liked me. And I almost definitely knew that you liked me.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? So I flipped a coin to see whether, like, to go back and hang out with you guys or to go to the party. And the coin...
And I won. Oh, no, the other girl
lost.
Won.
Yeah. The coin determined that I leave you guys and go back to Greenwich.
Yeah.
And then I was like... it's just not what I want to do. So I defied the coin.
Aww.
And then I had to quickly, like, run up to my friends and say, like, oh, I'm not going to come. Do you mind, like, taking all my equipment, like my guitar, all my pedals and stuff? And they did. They were. Yeah. I think James, like, took my guitar and was like, yep, see you later.
But Johnny came back with you.
Johnny came back with me, yeah. But he had to, like, give someone, like, his, like, snare drum and, like, equipment and stuff like that. And Johnny came back as well. So yeah, then we went. I think you guys were quite happy.
Yeah.
Nyron seemed to be quite happy.
Yeah.
Start crying. And then we went back to your friend's place for the after party.
Yeah.
Which was just like a children's sleepover. We didn't even go to bed. Like,
oh,
we
know,
did,
we played like charades or something.
We.
It was all in the living room. We like lined up like mattresses and stuff on the floor.
Yeah, actually, I was quite annoyed there because.
You didn't get a good bed. didn't you?
Well, no, so like...
We ended up on the sofa.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't happy about like sleeping on the floor because it wasn't like mattresses. It was just like putting like blankets and like sleeping on a hard floor. I didn't really want to do that. But like I got myself into a position that was like sleeping next to you.
Yeah.
Like laying next to you. So I thought, oh, like...
Whoa, what is that? What's that?
It was just like two flies, I think, having sex.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was like, I wasn't content with the sleeping, the comfortableness of the floor.
Yeah.
But it was next to you, so I was like, okay, like a bit more of it in here. But then, like, it was Nyrin again. Like, she came along.
She changed her name.
It was
Nyrin. So embarrassing.
She came and like, no, I think she just did it. Just didn't even realise that she was doing it.
Being attacked by bugs.
She just came and like slept on. Squeezed in between the two of us. And I was like, well, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm not sleeping on the floor, like, if I'm not sleeping next to her. So then I got up and, like, slept on the sofa. Or, like, just lay on the sofa. I wouldn't sleep that night at all. And then, like, we started playing charades and stuff. And at some point, you come up and got on the sofa with me. Do you remember that?
I'm not sure.
You got from the sofa with me. I had, like, a blanket on top of me. I was laying at one end of the sofa. You were laying at the other. And I was holding your feet underneath the blanket. Do you remember that?
No. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know why I was holding your feet, but it was. I guess we had been talking to each other like a bit throughout that night and getting a little bit more flirty.
Yeah.
And feet holding was just the next progression from that. And then I remember, like, sort of, like, yeah, playing charades and sort of, like, leaning in slightly closer to your ear than what I had to like, whisper, like, my charade for you and stuff like that. And just tiny little things that made it kind of cute but a little bit cringy when you look back on it.
Yeah.
And then after that, we didn't really sort of say anything to each other.
This is, like, on Terrace House, what the comedians will really pick up on. They'll be like, oh, like, youth, like, this is so cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody should watch Terrace House on Netflix, by the way.
Then a couple of days after that, you were on MSN and I was like talking to you on MSN. And then you said, like,
I said, I hear you're attracted to me. Oh no, did I say that? Yeah, I did say that.
I think you said, like,
no, Johnny,
because
Johnny told me. Johnny was on MSN and he was like, oh, like, Matthew really likes you, blah blah blah, and I was like, oh cool, because
basically,
I
like our friends confirmed it for us, like. Like, I think we both knew that we liked each other and that we should start something.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm going to take the first step. It's not MSN, it's easy, like, you know, not face-to-face.
It's so, like, I think it's the sort of thing that back in the day I would have looked down upon.
Yeah.
Using MSN.
But did I even have your phone number? I don't think so.
Not at that time, no.
I think I just typed in, like, oh, I hear you... You're attracted to me.
Oh, I hear you. I think you said, I hear you like me.
Oh, really?
And then you said attracted. That's a bit too on the
adult.
Nose. And I was like, yeah, I hear you like me as well. And then you were like, yeah. And then I think you said, like, oh, so do you want to, like, hang out at some point?
Do we start talking on the phone then?
No. I think... We met in central London with James. Yeah,
we went to like some game centre,
like a little arcade thing off Oxford Street, and then had like a Pizza Hut lunch.
I don't know why James was there.
Yeah, I think because it wasn't like a date or anything. I think it's just sort of like, let's, do you want to like,
yeah,
hang
but it clearly
out
was a date.
Do you want to just like meet and sort of just see if we do like each other, like, individually without everyone else there. And James. And he's remained ever since.
Good old James.
And then like the first time, like, we properly spoke on the phone, I don't think we really spoke that much in between that.
No.
It was the Sunday after or Saturday after that you phoned when I was out with my brother somewhere going to the cinema, and I was like, oh, can we speak like a little bit later?
Yeah.
And then like you phoned later on that night.
Yeah.
And because like we lived on opposite sides of London, we didn't get to see each other that often.
We only saw each other every
weekend. Like once a week on a Sunday.
Yeah.
If we were lucky.
Yeah.
But we would spend every single day on the phone
for about three or four hours.
Yeah,
my parents got so pissed off.
From about like 9 until 1 or 2 sometimes, we would be on the phone. like every single
about.
Day.
Like,
well, anything and everything. Like,
how is this that much to speak about?
I don't know. But I kind of attribute that to having like quite a strong relationship now.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
14 years later, we're still together.
I think.
Yeah, I think like we got to know each other, really, really got to know each other.
Yeah.
Without like anyone else there or ever sort of like external circumstances.
Yeah.
It was just pure conversation,
just
pure talking to each other. There was no awkwardness of like going to a restaurant or like having to do something. It
oh my God, I remember
chat.
Awkward time at a restaurant when we went to one of our first dates going to that Mexican.
The High Chaparral.
High Chaparral. And it was so awkward. And then we were like, I don't know, 15, 16. And I had never drunk before. and then they have this extensive cocktail list at the High Chaparral. Mm. And you were like, oh, so what's your favorite... can't even remember. You either asked me what's your favourite cocktail or what's your favourite drink.
Mm.
And I didn't even know the names of any drinks. So I was just like, like, I just like pick one off the list. And I was like, that sounds nice. I don't know. Like, I didn't even know like what half these names were. And I was just like trying to pretend to be cool because he clearly had like lots of drinking experience. I was like, as we all know, you've been drinking boxes of wine since you're five or whatever. So I just had to like make one up, but I was just like, oh my God, like I really like feel really stupid right now.
Yeah, I think at the beginning, like I would say I was a bit more mature for my years, I think.
Yeah.
But I think you were a bit more immature for your years.
Yeah.
I think like sort of just from experience from my
and
friends.
Then and then you'd talk about like films and actors, and I never heard of these people or films or programs before, music. I had no idea, and I was just like, oh my God, I feel so stupid right now.
Hmm. Yeah, I was a bit, like, weirded out that you didn't know lots of stuff. But at the same time, not that weirded out, because I knew that I had, like, extensive knowledge of that sort of stuff. I knew I was, like, an abnormality slightly with, like, my film knowledge.
Yeah.
So that, like, I didn't look down on you for that. Maybe a little bit, because I was like... But then, no,
I
was quite excited, yeah.
So,
like, the first film we watched together at a house. In fact, the first film we actually watched was X-Men 2 in a cinema.
Yeah.
But the first film that I showed you was, like, True Romance that you'd never even heard of, I think.
Yeah, we spent a lot of our first times together, Sundays together, like, watching. So we used to have a routine. Like, we meet at the supermarket, maybe. We get, like... those like packs of like the supermarket cookies and like some crisps and like whatever, and then we watch a film with that. Ah, there's a hoverfly. And then we watch a film and then we get Domino's pizza.
Yeah, it's a good routine.
Yeah,
we should bring that back. I love watching films anyway. So like I would say like it, that whole thing. Oh, I quickly tell you a little story of, I think, the first time you came to my house.
Oh, yeah. That was so... I was so freaked out. I was like... I thought I was in, like, some kind of time, like, loop, like, weird... Time stood still in the world.
Well, I was quite nervous when you first came to the house. And...
Can I just tell them about your cooking?
Yeah.
So, Matthew was like... I don't know when you were just beginning to discover like Jamie Oliver and stuff, maybe.
Yeah, I used to not eat anything just because like my mum's cooking was like really, really bad. And I would say she brainwashed me when I was a child thinking that I wouldn't like certain food. So we never have like garlic in the house. We never had like herbs, fresh herbs.
Yeah. Matthew was like, okay, I'll cook you some lunch. So I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, just, like, hanging out in the kitchen while you're cooking. First of all, you, like, got a pan, put it on the hob, snapped the bunch of spaghetti in two. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, obviously, I didn't say anything. But in my head, I was like, okay, interesting. And then you put it straight in the pan, like, no water in it yet. And I was like, wait, what is going on? And then you put water in, like, cold water, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like... That's not how you cook pasta. You put boiling water and then you put the pasta in and you don't snap it into.
Right.
And so I was a bit like weirded out by that. And then like the dish you made was like tinned tomatoes, like some red onion fried, like some vinegar. It was just weird. I was like, this is weird. And
that's just a standard meal, other than having like
No, but it was kind of not very, like, I didn't think there was enough salt. I don't know. It was just like a big bowl of slop, and I was like, and the spaghetti was overcooked. And I was like, it's not very good. And like some, like two slices of buttered hummus slices on the side. I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, okay, well, I'll eat it because he made an effort. But why is the bread there? Like, because I mean, I guess your logic was like, you know, like garlic bread with your spaghetti kind of thing. But it was two like butter bits of white hummus slice, ready slice. And I was like, this is so weird. But anyway, so I ate that.
I'm going to quickly wrap this up because there's a bunch of school kids wanting to come here and they've sort of stopped, I think, because they think the thing's happening. So I'm just going to very quickly say that. I got really, really nervous there. I drank too much and I fell asleep.
Yeah, while we were playing.
Whilst we were playing a computer game, Tekken Tag Tournament.
And then I said something to Matthew and he didn't respond. Oh my God. Are they making racist Ching Chong comments?
I don't think so.
So Matthew, we were playing Tekken Bowling on the computer game. Suddenly I said something to Matthew like, this is how you do it? Or like, oh no, that was really rubbish. And he had his eyes closed, just sitting there, eyes closed, like play console still in his hands. And I was a bit like, what? Like, hello, I thought you didn't hear, so I said it again. And you're just the same. And I was like, what is going on? Like, I thought like time has stopped in the world and I was like the only one alive. And I was like, what is going on? So I just kind of ignored, like looked at you, but kind of pretended everything was normal. But yeah, then you woke up and pretended nothing had happened. And then I only brought this up like a few years later, I think. And you told me that it's because you fell asleep because you were drunk or something.
I wasn't drunk, but I think I just drank too much.
Anyway.
Yeah. Just because I was nervous, I think. And I wanted to lubricate myself with alcohol, but then I sort of maybe overdid it. I think maybe because like I made you some cocktails as well and you didn't drink it, so I had to drink yours as well.
Yeah.
And then it just zonked me out.
Yeah. Weird.
But yeah, 14 years later and we're still together.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
Yeah. Can we laugh about it? I guess we can laugh about it.